Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Time to analyze yesterday's markets. Now that we have a sense of the direction for today's markets, let's get some words from the acerbic tongue of Todd Horowitz on AgriTalk yesterday.
There's nothing going on. It's in the grain markets, they're totally dead. They're just tightly wound in a range. There's a bigger move coming. I would hope to think it would be higher. I can't imagine it going much lower. But, you know, we've been battling this for months, and it's been hard to get a sustained rally going. And again, I don't predict it that it's going to happen soon. I would rather be long than short. But certainly, it's very annoying, especially now going into planting season. You know, a lot of these prices are going to be very close, depending on what happens with fuel and other input costs, as to whether or not they're going to make any money by planting. And I think that becomes a very big concern if you're a farmer or producer right now. We go back to, I believe that the banks themselves are in trouble. I believe the banks are over leveraged once again. And, you know, do they have the capital that they're going to give out again? And there's a whole bunch of stories that go along here. And, you know, the Fed doesn't know what's going to do. And they're going to screw it up as they have done every single time in history. And there's no doubt that the way that you're hearing him talk, they're going to screw it up again this time, which is not good for anybody. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for anybody because they have no clue how to market deals.
On Farm Talk, here's Andrew Kebbish, Lighthouse Commodities.
Basically mixed. I kind of started the morning a bit stronger across the complex, or, you know, unchanged. Beans and wheat kind of tailed off through the session. Corn, a little weaker, or new crop. Actually, a touch stronger new crop, a little bit of old news spreading going on there. Nothing too major coming out fundamentals-wise here today. Probably some trade against some different weather maps, et cetera. So please, still trade policy, tariff stuff coming, you know, every day, or, you know, impetus of some stuff here and there. You know, you got the big stocks and acres number here at the end of the month. I think trade's kind of trying to figure that out. You've seen some private analyst estimates out here last day or so, kind of in that 94 million acres number on corn. So I think the trade just digesting what that means for, you know, 25 carryout, et cetera. Definitely decent corn acre switch. I think internally we've pegged it at, I think you can comfortably say 3.5 million plus. I think the Western Corn Belt definitely is going to be heavy corn, just ancillary evidence from where I sit down here in Nebraska all the way to North Dakota. A lot of guys talking about a lot of corn acre. Looking through profitability numbers for a lot of guys, corn still reigns supreme. Obviously, there's only a certain rotation amount of acres a lot of folks can put that into. But otherwise, I think it's still, you know, just kind of maintain rotations. Don't chase things too hard. Seems like the years you try to get too one-sided in the boat, so to speak, you kind of get hurt. So I think guys a touch heavier corn, but pretty static across the board otherwise.
And finally, the black and white from Amy Ryan, Martinson Ag Risk Management.
Yeah, I think we're just kind of stuck at the moment right now. There's not any new big news items to really push the grains in either direction. I think they're kind of sitting on waiting for, you know, will the U.S. Put more tariffs on April 2nd, and what will the prospective plantings report that USDA will put out on March 31st, what that will say about where they think acres are going to be this spring. We did have a little good news, though. Corn had the best news. Last week's ethanol production was a six-week high. Stocks also dropped more than expected, so that was nice to see. And again, you know, it depends where the acres come in on that March 31st report. Other than that, soybeans are just kind of stuck in the doldrums. Harvest continues in Brazil. They're seeing some lower yields now, but it's still going to be a really big crop down there.
And there you have the thoughts on the range-bound markets. Marking time, waiting for March 31st and April 2nd. And our weather, also somewhat range-bound. Kind of ho-hum March-like weather, although today might be one of the nicest days of the week. Let's check the forecast.